Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Peya, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Hamachalig, Bitzolim, Lachim, Lashuk. In this Mishnah, this person takes out of the ground, he's plucking out of the ground. Bitzolim means onions, Lachim means moist. He plucks out the moist onions. And really, the word hamachlik means to smooth out. Cholak means smooth. You remember which word in the Torah? In the Bereishis Parshiyos? Teaches us that cholak is smooth. How's about Parshas Toldos? What did Yaakov say to Rivka? V'yermi Yaakov Rivka imai hein esav achi ish sayer. V'yanoichi, I ish cholak. My skin is smooth. So the Batanura explains, after quoting this pasuk, that a machlik bitzolim means when you pluck out the onions, the area on top, on the ground, becomes smooth. Another pshat is hamachlik means a chalik, a part of, hamachalik. In other words, he's taking a chalik of the onions, the moist ones. He plucks them out of the ground, lashuk, to sell in the marketplace. Umakayim yaveshim lagoyden. He's going to keep the dry ones in the ground. And that's for storage. So basically, he's cutting his onion field in two steps. First, he cuts off the ones that are still moist. They're going to be sold in the marketplace. When the rest of them are going to dry up, he's going to pluck those out to store them. Zakta Mishnah, Noisim Pei Le'elu Le'atzman U'Le'elu Le'atzman. He's going to give two separate payas. This is the same, explains about Tanura, as the two different types of wheat. What's the din by two different types of wheat? If you pile them up separately, if there are two geronais at different times, you give two payas. So the Mefarshim explain over here, it's not that the onions are different. We spoke about the two different types of wheat. They have different colors, they have different texture. But hey, what makes them different is he decided to use them for a completely different purpose. One is for the marketplace and one is to be stored. But that's where they're considered separate. Two payas. Zok the Mishnah Vayter v'chein ba'afunim. Same would be true if he's a chickpeas farmer. V'chein b'keret. Same would be true in a vineyard. Now here too, by the afunim and the keret, sometimes a person does this. He takes the moist ones, brings it to the market, and the other ones are set aside for storage. So that's how he does it. He has to give peya separately. Vayter says the Mishnah. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Hamedel. What does this word mean? This farmer takes a look and he says, oy, oy, the onions are planted too close together. They have no room to grow. So he's going to pluck out every second onion so that the ones that are left will be able to grow nice and large. That's called medel, from the lashon of lifting. So lemaisa, the onions that he's taking out now to make room for the others, he's going to use them. He doesn't have to leave peya from them, because his main purpose for plucking them out is not to use them. His main purpose is to give room for the others to be able to grow. Memela zok the Mishnah, hamedel, this person who's taking out every second onion, noisim in hamashoyer al ma shashir. He's going to give peya from what's left only on the onions that were left. In other words, only the onions that were left over here to grow big, now that they have more space, have a chi of peya. What about the ones he took out to start with to make room for the other ones? He doesn't have to give peya from them. They weren't cut l'shem cutting. They were cut l'shem making room. Vayter says the Mishnah, v'hamachalik me'achas yad. This is going back to the very first case of the Mishnah, where he's not taking out all of his onions at the same time. What's different, however, in this case, is that in the first case of the Mishnah, he's using them for different purposes. He's using some to be sold in the marketplace, and some he's storing away. Here, he's using both the first phase of onion plucking. He is using them both for the same purpose. That's what the Mishnah means, v'hamachalik me'achas yad. He's plucking them, but with one matara, with one purpose. That's what it means, hamachlik me'achas yad. There's one matara over here. Either both are to be sold in the marketplace, or both to be put away in storage. Even though the ma'isa, physically they're different. Some are moist, some are dry. but because he's using both for the same purpose, so unlike in the first case of the Mishnah, where we said he gives two payas, over here, noisim and hamashoyer, he gives over from what's left all the way at the end, al hakoil, on everything. So note the difference. In the case of where he plucks out the middle onions, give the other ones to grow, he gives it at the end, but what he gives at the end is only for the onions that were left in the ground. We said nice, and he gives payim and hamashoyer from what was left on what was left. The first ones that he took out just to make room for the other ones, there's no chiyuv paya at all on those. But in this case, where he's taking out the onions in two stages, but for the same purpose, he's going to give it at the end, but he's going to give it for everything. It's going to have to be 1/60th on all the onions over here, the ones he took first and the ones he took afterwards.